Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website and newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 59th, highlighted six shows in either the complete series or season finales section, and only one of them wrapped in the last few days. The Late Night Power Hour with Chip Silver, a dramatized late-night talk show set in a world with superheroes, from Ari Goldberg and Asylum Podcasts, posted the season one finale on October the 13th. You'll need about 5.5 hours to listen to the 10 episodes of that first season. And be sure to listen to the end of this audio file to hear a trailer for this show.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Who Killed Avril Lavigne, a dramatized sci-fi comedy series from Supernormal Productions. Come for the 90s music and stay for the comedy. This one is a non-stop riot that hits all the marks for a quality show. Here's the trailer.
In the year 2022, Derek Walker just can't seem to fit in.
Are you going to the Battle of the Bands?
I'm playing, and it's gonna be sick.
Unlikely. I'm more into eco-influencers than bands. So retro, though.
Derek wants to be a pop-punk star more than anything in the world. But he missed his shot.
If I was alive back then, at the mecca of all things pop-punk, emo, and alternative, I'd be the biggest pop-punk star in the world. But I missed it, and I'm stuck here where nobody understands me.
It looks like Derek will never achieve his dreams. Until... his mysterious substitute teacher, Dom DeLong, reveals a terrible secret.
My name isn't really Dom DeLong. It's Tom DeLong. Listen to me very carefully, Derek. The rumors are all true. The multiverse is real. Time travel exists. Avril Lavigne has, in fact, been destroyed and replaced with an imposter. And unless you can save her, we're all doomed.
Are you high, Mr. DeLong?
Yes, but that's neither here nor there. If you jump in that shitter, it will take you back to Warped Tour 2005, 4 days before Avril Lavigne has disappeared. Only you can save her, for you are the chosen punk.
You can't run any longer, Tom DeLong.
Run!
Here goes nothing. Oh, God, Jesus. I'm here. Warped Tour 2005!
But if Derek's going to make it to the main stage by Saturday, he's going to need a band.
I'm Tib, the head roadie around these parts. You're 2 hours late. Did you shit yourself or what?
The big enchilada skeet dangler himself is approaching. Who's this cock goblin trying to chat with my chick?
What's your name?
Amanda. Amanda Bungface.
Wow. I'm Derek.
I didn't ask.
Along the way, he'll meet all his heroes.
There's Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, writing fuck on an American flag. And Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco, and the violin guy from Yellow Card.
And some enemies.
That chosen punk is deader than my children back on Gorlon 3. God, I miss them.
Skeet. That is my mom, 17 years ago. Tonight is the night I was conceived after my parents fell in love at the Hawthorne Heights show. So you can't bang her.
Dude, we're kind of vibing.
Will Derek achieve his dreams, defeat the evil that lurks around every corner, and fulfill the poser's prophecy?
When the outsiders threaten to destroy us all, a chosen punk will rise, but only if they can defeat the poser within.
Or is he just another wannabe poser with a chain wallet?
Ah, frick, dude!
This February, get ready for a story you can listen to. This is Who Killed Avril Lavigne?
Who killed Avril Lavigne?
Who Killed Avril Lavigne is fully complete, and you'll need about 4.5 hours to enjoy it all. And it's worth it. My next recommendation is We Fix Space Junk, a dramatized sci-fi comedy series from Battlebird Productions. Now, Space Junk has made a few appearances in the end, but this is its first time being featured. You see, I didn't think the show was for me, but then I listened and proved myself wrong. It's funny and thoughtful at the same time. A nice and cozy listen, I think. Here's a bit of Previously On to see if you may think so too.
Previously on We Fix Space Junk. Kilner is a repairwoman for the intergalactic loan, import, export, arms, mining, and pretty much everything else business, Automnicon. She fixes, tinkers, cajoles, smuggles, rescues the occasional person, and does pretty much whatever's on the job list. So when she agrees to smuggle escaped mining heiress Samantha Trapp halfway across the universe, she assumes it's going to all go smoothly. But they emerge from cryo to the news that Samantha's been betrayed, and now she's also under the yoke of Automnicon. After various adventures together, many of which end with them trying not to get killed, they find themselves being called into Automnicon headquarters to speak to Ms. Lam, Automnicon's CEO and ex-partner of Kilner's. In Ms. Lam's office, Samantha is offered a new job. Automnicon want her to re-infiltrate her family and, effectively, hand over the Trap Mining Corporation to them. But Samantha refuses, which sets in motion a whole new turn of events. Just as Kilner and Samantha are hoping to leave, the Automnicon head office is attacked. Kilner, Ms. Lam, and Samantha escape in a lift, which had been conveniently converted into an escape pod. And so we left our heroes floating helpless in space. But luckily for them, Dax has rounded up some help, and they're on their way to attempt a rescue. We Fix Space Junk returns on August the 3rd.
We Fix Space Junk has a fifth season coming out next year, but you'll want to take the nearly 15 hours to get caught up on the prior four seasons' 48 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 9 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 3 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 2 of Chaika, a dramatized dystopian sci-fi tale from Karen Hemdahl and Y2K Productions, starts on the 20th of October. Catch up on Season 1 in about 3.5 hours. Season 6 of The White Vault, a dramatized horror series from Fool and Scholar Productions, starts up again on October 24th. It'll take you about 26 hours to get fully caught up on the first 5 seasons. And Season 6 of The Misselholm Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality, a dramatized supernatural mystery from Dom Guilfoyle, starts up again on the 26th of October. If you're brand new to this show, you'll, again, need about 26 hours to get fully caught up on the first 5 seasons. Trailers or snippets for these 3 shows and the one I mentioned at the very beginning are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 59th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The Late Night Power Hour with Chip Silver.
True to his threat, the mad Zionist, whose warnings have held the city in a grip of terror, went on his rampage of destruction on the stroke of midnight. The deadly impact of his mysterious ray smashed the famous Tower Bridge, hurling cars and pedestrians into the river below. The police have warned everyone to remain in their homes. We'll be right back.
gentlemen, welcome to the Late Night Power Hour.
With your host, Chip Silver.
And your co-host, Ronnie Bronze. We are here to give you our brand new show, the Late Night Power Hour, coming to anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
I thought we were on TV.
No, we're not on TV, Ronnie.
Unless
you
live
in, if you live in Arden City, which is where we're based out of, you can catch us on Channel 7.
On TV. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mrs. Bronze. Woo. Anywhere else, find us wherever podcasts are found.
We do interviews.
We do interviews. We talk to superheroes, supervillains, and yes, it's safe. Because of the armistice, which you all know about.
Peace at last.
Peace at last in
Arden. We're going to get them all in this chair.
Including one of our favorites, Invisalad.
He could be here right now.
He could be here right now, and we never know with him.
We don't know.
Now, another thing that happens every episode, we get to hear from you, and I know you are just full of thoughts.
My thoughts every
on everything.
Week? Okay, I'll talk a little.
And yes, you will. And you can hear that coming very soon to podcasts near you.
Tune in, the Late Night Power Hour.
Yes.
We should come up with an outro.
I think we really need an outro.
The Late Night Power Hour with Chip Silver, a dramatized late night talk show set in a world with superheroes from Ari Goldberg and Asylum Podcasts, has reached the end of the first season. Chaika.
I must be on Mars. We were starting to scent. Oh, Higa! Let you! Are you there?
Chaika, a science fiction audio drama, season 2.
So I really am alone.
Back to what happened, prisoner.
You don't know what happened on Earth?
As you probably know, Mars broke contact with Tellus Jigov many sols ago.
Earth went silent the year I turned 8, and we haven't heard anything from there since.
I have better things to do than listen to these fairy tales.
Can you for one moment imagine that I am exactly what I tell you I am? What would it take for you to believe that?
If your story is a bit more plausible, that'd help.
Loyalty can stretch many ways. Seems like you're quite adept at keeping secrets yourself.
If needed, yes.
Chaika, Season 2. For more information, please visit y2kpod.com/Chaika. That's C-H-A-I-K-A.
I thought I wouldn't feel alone anymore once I got here, once I connected with some humans, but I feel more alone. I only had my mom, and then Hyuga, and Lichu, and I never questioned if I could trust them. It took me a while to consider them friends, but now, I have no one.
Chaika, a dramatized dystopian sci-fi tale from Karen Hemdahl and Y2K Productions, soon returns for Season 2. The White Vault.
This is Outpost Freestead. I'm reaching out for Seeger Group and possible rescue services. A storm has stranded us for over a week. Anyone, please respond.
One of the companies I work for needs me to go on a trip. Apparently they received a signal from one of their outposts.
And the noise, the scratching from last night.
There are marks, scores, on the bunker.
What kind of marks?
Big ones, like a bear, deep into the concrete.
It's not bear.
And I'm afraid it's your
tomb.
During these storms, travel is not advised.
The White Vault, coming October 2017.
The White Vault, a dramatized horror series from Fool and Scholar Productions, soon returns for Season 6. The Misselholm Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality.
Hello, and welcome to the Misselholm Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please deposit your audio device in the nearest incinerator. While the staff here at the Mistow Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or ego death that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour, and good luck.
The Misselholm Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality, a dramatized supernatural mystery from Dom Guilfoyle, soon returns for Season 6. That's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I am Evoterra for the End. Cheers!